This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back to another edition of Sandy, right here on the Real Site. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-RIP-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really, truly, honestly, be involved, be engaged, be part of my show. Really that simple. We have a chat room at the website, therealside.com. We have a chat room, I guess, on Facebook. What do they call those? Whatever. Any place you want to get it. But we're not going to be on Facebook for long. I'm just telling you guys up front. I'm pretty much done with them. Pretty much done fighting with them. And it's not like, we used to be able to pick up a few bucks off of there. We used to be able to pick up views and videos and that kind of, not anymore. So I could use a term my dad used to use, but they'd probably take us off the air for using it, but whatever. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you've been terrorized by Antifa, relax. Right? Don't worry. Not a big deal. I'm going to talk to a woman who was with her daughter when Antifa came down on her while she was minding her own business at an intersection in a car. She found herself in the middle of a group of these Antifa thugs. But I'm going to let her tell you the story. Because, you know, getting help is pretty much non-existent anymore. They don't care about you. I mean, heck, you don't have to worry about that because, listen, the virus, you know, Biden, the virus already wiped out, what, 120 million people? Some 115, 120 million people. So that's why the freeways are wide open and, no, I'm just kidding. This is sad. Why are they letting this man go on like this? I do not understand. They are that afraid of Trump. That's really what it boils down to, isn't it? They're so sure they know he's going to win again. And shame on the people around him for doing that. Horace Cooper is going to join us in the second hour. You know, I love having him on the show, too. He's always a kick to have on. Because he just lets it rip. He doesn't care. He's a black... And the way I like to introduce him, he's an American that happens to be a black man. But he's not putting up with it. He's not letting these BLM people steal anything from him. He's a senior fellow at the National Center for Public Policy, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advocacy Board. And I'll tell you about the book he's written when we get there, because I don't want to get out in front of it. But again, he was talking about what was going on in NASCAR, right? I mean, the noose that wasn't a noose. But for some of you who've written that this is another Jesse Smollett thing, it's not. I mean, I listened to the guy speak. If my first name was Bubba, I think I'd change it. Forgive me, sorry, I know some of you are listening, but, you know, if you're going to go out on the circuit, and maybe that circuit is good with it. Anyhow, the whole thing, you know, I don't know if you know, been paying attention. The real Aunt Jemima, or her family, I should say, now they've launched a fight to stop the rebranding. They think it's wrong. The family thinks it's wrong. What's BLM going to do with this? Here you have a black family who wants something to stay the way it is, but BLM wants it to change. When Quaker Food announced last week that it would be rebranding Aunt Jemima products because their origins are based on a racial stereotype of a mammy. Now, the family of the real Aunt Jemima is like, whoa, 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 stop. You're not going to erase our ancestry. This is our legacy. This is a slave in our family that made good. How are you going to fight that? You know what it is? They don't want you to know the positive accomplishments of the blacks. Because if you do, then you can't say that the white guy has kept the black community down forever. That's why February makes me crazy. Because it's Black History Month, but it's not Black History Month. Okay? It's Slavery Month. You very rarely see the accomplishments touted of the black community, the great things they've done for society, for community as a whole, for the planet. Maybe if they want, maybe they could have a Slave History Month, and then they could have a positive Black History Month. How about that? I don't know. But there hasn't been a black person I've spoken with yet that doesn't agree with me. Their history, their legacy, their ancestry is so much more than slavery. Vera Harris of Texas told a local news source that her second cousin, Lillian Richard, worked as an ambassador for Aunt Jemima brand. Richard worked for the popular breakfast line at Quaker Foods for 23 years, all the way back to 1925. During that time, Lillian was one of the women who portrayed Aunt Jemima for advertising purposes. Harris said that Richard was seen as a hero in her hometown. Since she was one of the only black women to find a steady job decades before civil rights, or there was even a civil rights movement. A lot of people want to remove. We want the world to know that our cousin Lillian was one of Aunt Jemima's and she made an honest living. We want you to reconsider. This is not good. Don't just wipe it all away. There wasn't a lot of jobs, especially for black women back at that time. She was discovered by Quaker Oats, and they made her their brand person. And on top of that, if you go deeper in the history, that's not just it. Okay, you know, part of it is the fact that she was also, my understanding from what I've been reading, she was also a very intelligent marketing person. And she helped them market the brand as well. One person stepped up and said on Twitter, the only reason they want her name back on there is because he'll stop receiving royalties. Come on, give me a break. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Not like you could change it. I just don't want you to.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I really do want you involved, okay? Because you really have to know what's going on around you. And the only way you do that is you tune into some of these shows that are telling you the truth. All right? And, you know, and in today's, what's going on today, I mean, I don't even know where to start with all this. Because, frankly, when you're out and about, you expect to be safe, you expect to be okay, but it doesn't work that way. So I had a friend of mine reached out and told me about a story, that this is going on all over the place, but very few people are coming up and are willing to say anything about it. So Tara Durant has agreed to join me, and I'm not going to tell the story for her. I'm going to have her tell the story. Tara, thanks for being with me, and I can't even imagine what it felt like because I wasn't in that position. So, again, thanks for joining me. Tell people, as you were out in your car, what you came across.
Thank you for having me. I was coming home with my daughter, and we were coming through our town, Fredericksburg, and I'd love to drive through our downtown. It's a really pretty, historic, small Virginia town, and I took pretty much a main thoroughfare, I guess you could say, and encountered no indication that there would be protesters on this certain block.
Mm-hmm.
Once I encountered those protesters, I was on a one-way road trying to get onto a one-way road. There was no way to turn around or get away from it.
Once you get out there, okay, or once you start, you know, you saw people out there, you saw people on the street, saw people on the sidewalk. Did your little spider senses go up in the back of your neck? Go, maybe this is not the place to be.
I knew pretty much right away. I went, oh, this is not good. There was another car that was already at that intersection, and we kind of looked over at each other, and eventually that car backed up the wrong way up the street, and those protesters sort of, like, hailed that as a victory. They just kind of chased that car down a little bit, and I watched that car go. So I sat there longer, and they were giving no indication that I was going to be allowed to pass through. So that's when I called 911, and you can hear from the 911 call, the dispatcher repeatedly says, I'm sorry, ma'am, we can't help you. This is a city-sanctioned event.
Wow. Wow. And that's fully what you expect to hear when you call 911, right, is that they can't do anything for you. Oh my God.
And they were surrounding my car. I was quickly becoming an attraction for those protesters. My little girl was increasingly getting agitated. I was telling the dispatcher repeatedly, ma'am, I can't get through. There's no way for me to go. And she said, you can't hit anybody. Just try to go take a side road. She just kept encouraging me to contact City Hall.
You could. Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me put the protesters on hold, the rioters on hold, while I contact City Hall and see what they're willing to do for me. All right. So did she tell you any action you could take? Anything you were willing to do physically?
No. She said just try to proceed slowly. They're surrounding me. I can't go anywhere. And she said, if I go into the crosswalk, are you going to arrest me? I know Virginia law. When pedestrians are in the crosswalk, they have the right of way. And she said, you can't hit anybody. So I had no choices. No choices.
So what did she do? I mean, people want to hear, first of all, you've got a daughter in there. And you've got to make sure your daughter feels safe, that she feels like there's nothing going to happen to her. I mean, I can't imagine. I just can't imagine.
It was difficult. When I tried to back up a little bit, just like the car that had done previously, I couldn't because I could see there were people behind me, and that just infuriated the protesters more. They started swearing at me more, saying, you can't do that, using all kinds of expletives. There was one woman that was dancing on my bumper like she was in a strip club. At that point, I thought, I can't believe I'm in a situation where I can't get any help. I knew that if I went slowly, they were going to attack my car. I knew if I went fast, there would be really bad consequences. Somebody was going to get hurt or killed. And that's just a really unfair situation to be placed in. I don't want to hurt anyone.
Well, nobody wants to hurt anyone, but, you know, you try to protect yourself. You try to protect your daughter. They're not willing to allow you to leave peacefully. You know, I don't know. Look, I have four kids. I can't imagine what I would do in that situation. How is your daughter doing now? How are you doing?
I'll be honest, it's been kind of rough. The other night I went in to check on her, and she was wide awake. It was 1 o'clock in the morning. And I said, I think she thought she was in trouble. And I said, honey, it's okay. What are you doing? And she said, I just want them to be arrested. I just want justice.
Wow. Good luck with that. Not going to happen. It's not going to happen to some of these governors, some of these mayors actually stand up to these people and realize they're the ones breaking the law, not us. Isn't that interesting? They can damage your car. They can get in your way. They can do all kinds of things to you. And yet, you trying to push through to save yourself, to save the life of you and your child, that could have got you in trouble.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that. And I knew if I did push through and if someone got hurt, it would really depend on the judge and jury I was before. And I'm not naive enough to think that I would be considered justified. And not in this day and climate.
Well, how did you finally get out of there? How did you finally get away from there?
There was a motorcyclist that came up, and I've since subsequently found that he's been a part of their group. I've seen him in other videos. The police have been actively trying to find evidence of what happened. There's a lot of videos of protests that have been occurring in our town, but none of my specific incident have emerged. And I think that's pretty telling. I think they know that it would be pretty incriminating to that out there. Because we both saw a lot of cameras on us in this day and age. That's what they're looking to do. They're looking to incite. They're looking to create mayhem. They're looking to get attention. They're looking to justify. Look what the police did. Look what this person did. They blew through us peaceful protesters. And it's an absolutely no-win situation.
Wow. You know, there's a quote here, I believe, from the 911 operator. Said basically, you can either go slow and hope that they don't get inside your car, or you can go fast and deal with the consequences. But no first responders are going to come. You've got nobody's going to come and help you. And they're telling you there were no cameras in the area, on the poles or anywhere else?
Not that I've known.
Wow.
Not that I found.
Well, Tara, we're going to pray for you and your family, and I hope they find these people, and I hope your daughter finds peace, and I hope you find peace, too. Isn't that all crazy?
We're turning a lot to prayer, very much so.
All right. Well, God bless. You know what? You keep being strong for your kids and your family. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you.
Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A federal judge has said New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Attorney General Letitia James, and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio exceeded their executive limits by limiting worship services and condoning mass protest as the state continues to reopen from coronavirus restrictions. U.S. District Judge Gary L. Sharp issued a preliminary injunction on behalf of two Catholic priests and a trio of Orthodox Jewish congregants. They filed the suit in the Northern District of New York after mass protests and looting occurred in the Big Apple following George Floyd's police-related death. De Blasio had, quote, simultaneous pro-protest and anti-religious gathering messages, end of quote, when he actively encouraged participation in the protest and openly discouraged religious gatherings and threatened religious worshipers, according to Sharp in the federal order. Thanks for spending part of your weekend with us. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You're with the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know, I always appreciate the time, not just the time you're spending with us, but more than that. You know, you're on the chat room, you're texting, you're tweeting, you're being part of the conversation, part of the solution, I would hope. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Look, I'm sorry. If you're in a gang or a group, I don't even care what you call them, and you are jumping on the car of a woman with a kid in the car, you're not brave, okay? You're not protesting. You're a bully and a coward. It's really that simple. Now, some of you I know don't have a high enough IQ to understand what those words mean, but you can look them up on that little smartphone of yours, I'm sure. But that's really, I am tired of watching what's going on. I am tired of watching 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. You walk up, you punch an 82-year-old in the face. Ooh, what a man you are. You're just a bunch of cowards. Spoiled little brats that are just trying to get away because you know that the government ain't going to come down. You know the police aren't going to bother you right now. It's the same problem you see in schools. Goes back to the days of Obama when you can't discipline black and Hispanic kids the same way you did the white kids. You want to talk about racism? This is planned racism. Let's go to the phones. Anon out of Delaware, I guess. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
How are you now?
I can hear you now. How are you doing?
I'm sensing how you are.
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you. How are you?
Not so bad. I was just I was calling into the show. I was watching it for a little while on YouTube here, and I was seeing some phony, some fraudulent, some just incorrect things being said. I'm not trying to be all hall monitor or whatever. I'm just trying to get the facts out to the people because I thought, you know, that's what this is all about, you know?
Okay. Well, which part of that first segment, was it the Aunt Jemima segment or the woman that was talking about what happened to her at the intersection?
The woman that was talking to her in the intersection, I was actually the person that jumped on the back of the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I'd just like to set a couple things straight.
All right.
I think she just called me a normal protester. I'm actually one of the high up heads of Antifa. I'm kind of a big deal. I don't mean to be whatever.
Okay.
I think, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. That's great. I'm glad you're part of an organization that you believe in. What does jump? What?
No, you go first. Sorry.
No. I'm just saying. What does jumping on the back of a car and terrorizing a lady with her daughter do? What kind of point does that make?
Oh, it's funny.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I can see what we've raised. It was funny to watch people that were terrorized.
I was wearing these COVID-19 masks. So you couldn't see it, but I had a big old grin on my face, let me tell you.
Okay.
I smiled from ear to ear.
That's
not what's
okay.
Going down. Yeah.
My God. And you find that amusing. You like movies like Dumb and Dumber? Or that turn you on too?
Just the really, that really annoying part where the guy dies in the eating those hot peppers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, my right. PP stands
so this is
straight up.
So do you have a regular job, or is this a hobby? Is this your job, or what is it that you do here?
No, after Epstein died, I stopped getting paid. But I just like, I don't know, just I like the craft, you could say. I liked getting paid before. I'm kind of retired at this point. I mean, forced to retire, but.
Okay. Well, look, I think I'm glad you find it. I shouldn't say I'm glad. I find it disgusting that you find it amusing that you can pick on a woman and her daughter and that you're terrorizing them. I would imagine, I know plenty of guys that come up against you to get you to crap your pants or piss your pants, and you probably wouldn't think that was very funny. I come from a time when you did stuff like that, and guys that I knew, the guys I ran around with, would drill, you know, holes in your kneecaps and your chest because they thought that was funny. I would love to see you guys go up after real thugs and real people, okay, and not be stuck at 16 years old in a mental midget mentality, because that's what it is. It's a mental midget mentality when you think it's funny that you got a woman petrified. So if that makes you feel like a man, go for it. But someday you're going to run into the wrong person. And you probably don't give a crap, but you'll run into the wrong person. And then they'll be laughing while you're sitting on the ground with every bone broken. Good luck to you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. See, that's what I was talking about. You parents raise that kid. There's parents out there. That kid belongs to somebody. You notice I say kid, because he's not a man. He's a kid. So he thinks it's funny that he scared a woman. Oh, God. I got some guys he could run. I'd love to have him run. Matter of fact, Mr. Antifa Man, tell me where you hang out. You know, joe@therealside.com. Send me an email, okay? And tell me where it is you hang out on the weekends. Because I got lots of friends on the East Coast. And they're not friends that would normally show up to one of these things. But tell me where you hang out and what you do. And what we'll do this time, though, we'll actually take pictures of you. I don't think you'd be laughing. I think you'd be crying like a little baby. I don't think you'd be laughing. But I'll take the pictures. I'll make sure they take the pictures, and then we'll have you back on, and you can tell me how you feel or how you felt. 8-5. I get so mad at weasels. I really do. And Antifa, did you hear him? The epitome of fascism. I don't think he was high up, and I don't think he was anything. I think he's a wannabe, is what I believe. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time to say, hey, Creepy Joe, right? I think we started talking about this earlier, that we lost 120 million people. Maybe that's why it was easy for me to get around town today. I don't know. All those people got it and everything. But I didn't know, though. I must have been in a coma for a while, because the race... Did anybody else know that the race changed? You know, the presidential race? Apparently now, he is more than happy to be running against Donald Reagan. Did you catch that? Am I the only one that caught that? I think it's hilarious. He never knows what he's running for or who he's running against. Matter of fact, at one time, wasn't he running against himself? Right? I don't know. So anyway, you know, to stop the surge of the coronavirus, Biden said that he would force everyone to wear a mask. He said the only thing we know is that these masks make a gigantic difference. No, actually, it's not true. The science is split on this. People are split. Doctors are split on this. However, see, this is perfect for the Democrats. Right? You got Gavin Newsom now has mandated masks outside in the state of California. You have to wear them when you're walking around a parking lot. You know why? I found out through a friend that he's got a $5 billion contract out. Yeah, with a B. $5 billion contract out for masks, partially in China, partially here. Because I know somebody who actually did a bid on the masks. Now, this was 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, before this edict came down. And this is how the Dems operate. This is how they, right? This contract's going to go to friends and loved ones. I'm sure will. Maybe unloved ones, but friends and people that will cut checks back to him. It's how they operate. Right? So again, we know that Joey B is an upright, honest guy, right? Just look at what's going on with his kids in Ukraine and other places. Biden says that the masks make a gigantic difference. Yeah, maybe not. He says, medically, Joe, we know that you're a little off. I'm not so sure you even know where you were today. And he would implement it the day he got signed into office. How nice of him. Best news of the day is a New York judge says that he came against Cuomo, he came against the AG for New York, and he came against de Blasio. I'll tell you more about it on the other side of the break. Thomas, senior host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
The fella once said,
you listen to Girl Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I'll do this afterward. Let me just go to the phones right now. Ed from Washington on KSBN. Always a pleasure to hear from you, Ed. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I was listening to think about the Aunt Jemima thing, and I think what no one bothers to mention is the reason why this was such a great ad, or it was so popular, is because she was black. She portrayed a certain role in our society, and it reminded us of the tenderness, the sincerity, and love that those women that did, and the humanity that they gave. It reminded all the goodness of what their roles were to the people. That's why it was so popular. And it had, you know, it wouldn't have, if they put any other ethnic group in there, it wouldn't have worked. because those people weren't in that type of service. But those women that took care of the kids, of those people, it reminded them of the trustfulness, the caring that they did for other people. It gave them the humanity that what they needed. I don't believe that they should drop that. I think they should continue that on.
Yeah. Well, you know, again, I think you heard me earlier saying it's interesting how February is Slave Month. It's not Black History Month. And I have a lot of black friends, and they agree with me. I should say I agree with them. It's not all about slavery. The black story is not just about slavery. They've done so many wonderful things in the community. They've come up with so many great things to save humanity. I mean, are we serious? But all we do is we harp on the slavery. When we talk about Jews, they've done a lot of great things, too. And we talk about all aspects of the Jewish community. So, I don't know. It's amazing to me. But even their family now is stepping up saying, hey, look, don't take this away from us. Don't take his legacy, you know?
The humanity that they contributed by bringing all the children that they brought up, because that was part of their task. Slavery has been around, including in this country, before we even got here. I mean, slavery has always been a problem. But we're losing the humanity of those people that struggled to remove that slavery.
Yeah.
It takes generations and generations of people being retrained on how to be human and not being spiteful. But I doubt if that's ever going to happen, because we're human.
Yeah, it's a good way to put it. Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time, man. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? Even in my little small town, I got stuff going on here. And you can tell who the hardcore Democrat socialists are. So in your small town, same thing is going on there. You know it is. I know it is. You know it is. And if you want to see your town and your city turn into Seattle, New York City, Chicago, because this is what they do. This is how it happens. They come into these wonderful cities that are running well, that are doing well, always have place for improvement. And they decide that their liberal policies will be better. They never work. They don't work anywhere. You look at the damage that's done. You look, you know, I'm going to go back to Seattle again and say, who do you think is going to pay for that? The mayor should be totally responsible with her inaction. Who do you think is going to pay for all that damage? You know, we keep talking about, what about the mental stress that the cops are going through now? There's nothing they can do. In a lot of ways, there's nothing they can do to do their jobs properly. They're going to be always thinking, am I going to get sued for this? Am I going to go to jail for this? Should not be the first thing on their head. Any cop that maliciously beats up, goes after anybody, black, white, green, red, purple, whatever, yeah, they should go to jail. But when you see a cop in the duty, and you know, you treat them like crap, you spit in their face, you yell at them, you got nothing nice to say to them, you know, on my personal Facebook page, if I put up something, and I don't do any political, nothing political, all just kind of lighthearted, fun stuff. If I put up a picture that even mildly offends one of them, they all get together and they start pounding on my Facebook page. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. Right? But when I put up something that's uplifting, not a word. They don't say a word. Not even cool, not a thumbs up, nothing. They say nothing. I put up a very, very short video of a black motorcycle officer. He had absolutely no complaints in his 28 years of being on the force. Not a one. So does that mean all black motorcycle cops are great? No. But this guy's attitude was, look, they're all human beings. I approach with a smile. I don't have a holier than that. And he didn't, because the person who did the ride-along with him, you could tell. He didn't, you know. Everybody he gave a ticket to was almost happy to receive the ticket. Almost, I said. Most people felt like, well, you know what? He treated me nicely. He treated me, you know, with respect. I have no reason to be mad at him. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So again, they wouldn't say anything positive about that. Why? Because then you would show that there are police officers that are good. There are black police officers. I mean, that's the other thing. You watch them in the face of these black police officers. This has nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. All right, you look at Antifa, they're not supporting. You heard that bonehead that called in a little while ago. It had nothing to do with him protecting black lives or even caring about black lives. All he cared about was making fun or terrorizing somebody helpless in a car. I wonder if it was a manly type of person in that car. I wonder if he would have done the same thing. I believe no, because I don't believe he's got a spine, but that's beside the point. Seriously. And that's exactly how they operate. And we let them get away with it. You need to push back. You need to keep pushing back. You need not to let them get away with any of this ever. It's really that simple for me. You send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Yeah, I got all kinds of stories. I just don't know where to start because, you know, time runs away quickly. The New York judge said, I started that story earlier, but the New York judge said that, you know, you got Cuomo, de Blasio, and the AG from New York, all guilty of bias towards churches. Why? Because they openly let these protests go on. They don't push the mask thing. They don't push the six-foot thing. They allow them to go down, yet they won't allow churches to meet. And the judge says, you can't do that. You either enforce both or nothing. One or the other. Thank God for him. No, really. How long have you guys been hearing me say that on the show? That the bottom line with is any group, if you let any group get away with something, you have to let the other one. If you come down to one group, you have to come down on the other one. But you don't hear that much. Hear that much. So, Horace Cooper's going to join me the next hour. And love having Horace on the show. I mean, he is just cranking away at defending the government. I mean, at defending the people. He says racism in this country today is hard to find. Now, if I said that, right, they'd want to crucify me. He says it. What are they going to do to him? He's a black man. You going to tell him he's a racist? What are you going to tell him? He's an Uncle Tom? I mean, isn't it funny how even among their own, they call out their own, they make fun of their own if they don't line up with them. And then we're going to talk a little bit about the D.C. statehood. Give me a break. Right? I mean, really think about it. Give me a break. It's constitutional. The law doesn't make it a state. That shows you how dull people are. Right? Now, this is nothing. Look, we all know this. This is nothing but a power grab. Why does this have to be done right now? Because they know they're going to lose seats in November. They know they're in trouble in November. So they try to keep as many seats as they can. There was a reason why, and I'm going to save it for Rick Green, but there was a reason why our founding fathers felt that D.C. should be exactly that. It should not be a state. And they're playing a little bit of a game. They want to turn it into a commonwealth. Like the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I think Connecticut. Anybody know if Connecticut's a commonwealth? I think it is, too. So look at all this stuff. Look at everything that they're doing are power plays to get more votes. Right? They get behind, they're getting behind the illegal aliens. Why? Because they'll vote for them. Now they jump back on the black one. Remember, they abandoned you guys for a while. So I'm seeing your host, Horace Cooper, joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.